And if it's not on, it's just not on, really. Remember that ad? It's not on. I it's do. Not on. Make sure you wear condoms, kids.
Marketing genius.
Really, really effective.
Is this thing on?
Yes, your eyes do not deceive you. It is a lovely duo of awesome Australianness at the moment. We're just chilling out, living our best life. Jeffrey what Emmett was here. On? I don't know. Jeffrey Emmett was here 2 seconds ago. Then his computer froze. It looked like he had depression. So we're hoping that he will return to us, because otherwise it's just you and me, and we could have done this as a phone call.
We could have. Now, where's Vera tonight, Steve? Because I'm a little bit excited for her.
And Vera is getting the boobs out at Bruce Springsteen. Well, I hope she is. I hope she's shimmying her up.
Throwing her knickers on the stage.
Just chucking it around, Her and her sister are there after the last concert he had to cancel in the old Cuse. So they're bopping on. They're bopping on in Syracuse to Bruce Springsteen, I believe. Uncensored Horrors, Katie McCarthy is also there, so it's just a bit of an uncensored radio moment.
It really
is. I didn't get invited. Did you get invited? I didn't get invited.
They didn't invite me. They said there's something about the ocean being between us being a problem. I know,
right? An ocean between us. That's all right. We like an ocean between us.
Speaking of oceans.
Here he is, Mr. Uncensored himself, Jeff Array. How are you?
Not an ocean, bitch. It'd be a whale.
You're a whale. Come on. Isn't Nickelodeon missing?
That was the best job offer I've ever gotten in my life with SeaWorld, and I should have taken it, but I didn't like fish. Like, the health insurance was phenomenal.
And their fins go all saggy, the big whales, and they're sad.
Right, and then they kill the trainers. I mean, because they're pissed.
Well, that would fit in with you.
Really? Murder
and mayhem, you know?
The first time I went to America in 2010, we went to SeaWorld, and they still had whales and everything, and it was all exciting. And literally, like, 4 days after we went, one of the whales attacked the trainer during a show. I'm like,
I know.
Missed it by that much.
Well, we had up by us, Marine Land was like the thing, right? And they had like the wild deer. And what was so much fun about that is you're out in very open space, and there's just deer everywhere. And they have the whale show and everything too. But we went with the lesbians. And it was Shannon and her girlfriend. And the girlfriend was... Didn't the deer chase that bitch all through the whole thing? They didn't like her. They knew.
Just side note quickly, do you think it's hilarious we all have friends that we refer to as the lesbians?
Well, it's just like we're the gays. You know what I mean? Like,
Fair cop.
It's a totally different generation. Are
muted. You're talking a lot, but no sound is coming out.
It's a good look.
Still
for
no him. Sound coming out. There's just nothing.
I'm muted on the computer. I'm so sorry. I was like to say, sometimes there's the X-Men and sometimes there's the Avengers and sometimes there's the Fantastic Four. You know, there's different subsets of superhero teams, and when they combine, wonderful things happen. It's okay.
Look, come on. You're telling me you didn't have like the lesbians around because you knew that they were going to fix your shit? You know what
Baby,
I mean?
Baby, I am in their house right now.
I'm saying you had to keep them handy. Somebody had to fix the goddamn plumbing. You know what I mean? Like,
anytime I have flat pack furniture, right?
Yeah.
I will say that, like, I'm terrible at doing lawn. I can't mow for the life of me. Whippersnipping is like a skill set I'm still trying to level up. But the lesbians just take to it, like, you know.
I should have been one. It was always, in my 20s, it was always me and the lesbians.
My dream.
It was always me. I had the Birkenstocks. I would have drove a Subaru. It would have been fine.
Jeff, if you shave your beard, you'd look like that one from...
Rosie O'Donnell.
Orange is the New Black, you know, with the short hair. if you got really long short hair at the front, you'd be like, eh. You could do that. That'd be cute.
Well,
I told you, Jeff, we were just talking about how
Vera and Katie McCarthy are at Bruce Springsteen right now. I'm betting money that Vera's throwing those knickers on stage, but you know,
so two of the girls from work and I bought tickets one day in the kind of in between customers to go see Keith Sweat in May. Guarantee you, panties are going to be on stage.
Well, you're just going because you're doing NKOTB as well, aren't you? You're having a busy.
I don't get any free time, so I'm like, I'm going to make the most of the little free time I'm going to take.
You got to book it out,
and the kids and I are going to go do a whole bunch of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't get a ton of time, so when we do, we're going to go do the things.
Some choreography.
You got to push yourself with kids, I find, because, you know, when you've worked all week, what do you want to do? Nothing. You just want to veg. But the kids want to do stuff, and you're like, what's fair here? Can I just neglect? And say, no. But I always cave, and I'm like, yeah, sure, we'll go to the beach. Yeah, sure, we'll go shopping. But then I'm just, you know, you burn yourself out to the point where you're just like, leave me alone now. Do you get that, Jeffrey? I don't know.
The beach does not sound like a problem to me. Like, that sounds like
a wonderful way to spend the day. Oh, no, it is when they run out into the water and then, like, get sucked out with the tide. And it's like, oh, now I've got to go and rescue them. It can be problematic.
Oh, dear.
Absolutely, it can. See, you don't live near the water, so you don't. When you're there, like, you're there.
Well, we had the lake, but it wasn't like the ocean where you got to worry about getting sucked out. You know, it was like life jackets. We're on the dock. Go.
Oh, well, we've got, like, crocodiles in our water now, too.
Yes, we didn't and have any of that.
All the lovely jellyfish. Sharks. Sharks are making a comeback.
Yeah.
Sharks are making a comeback.
Maybe you should put a kiddie pool up in their backyard and let the, you know, she could share with the dogs.
My backyard right now, because we've just had a whole deluge of rain, haven't we, Steve, here in Australia?
It's been raining.
And
yes.
So my yard, I had it mowed like 2 weeks ago because I've just explained how much I love mowing. All perfect, lovely. Now it's just Jurassic Park again because it's just like those kids in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids would be absolutely fucked if they were in my yard right now. Absolutely. They were crying about their yards not mowed. That shit was fine. Like, out there, you don't even have to be shrunk for shit to eat you out in my yard right now.
You guys kind of live in the danger zone. I mean, between the magpies and then...
I think magpie attacks are hilarious. I don't know about you.
Oh, they
Steve.
Are.
I kind of... they are quite, you know, your adrenaline goes and you may lose an eye, but it's mostly all in fun.
What the hell are those crabs on Easter Island?
I have no idea.
Oh, they're huge. Did you not see that? So have you, Jeff, you get in a TikTok hole like I get in a TikTok hole. Have you seen, they think that they've discovered Amelia Earhart's plane. Did you see that?
Oh, I saw that.
So, but here's the thing.
How does this relate to crabs?
Here's what happens because she crashed on a reef and they were getting intermittent radio signals, but it was only during when the tide was low. So she could get out to the plane, send a signal, and then the tide would come, so she'd have to go back. Because at night on the island where she lived, there were giant meat-eating crabs that came out at nighttime. And we're talking...
What kind of horror movie shit is that?
They found bones on that island that had been cracked by crabs. She could have been eaten alive by fucking giant crabs. That's horrifying. No,
that's a crab problem. Well, no.
There you go. That's my Amelia Earhart story
might
for you.
Come back from.
She did.
Could you imagine like being like surviving the plane?
A plane crash, down, yeah.
Only to be eaten alive by fucking crabs?
It didn't happen straight away though, because they were getting this intermittent radio signals for like a while.
Yeah, she would have had to get real weak first, so she couldn't fight them off anymore.
Imagine me not weak. Yeah,
It's, no matter what, no matter how it plays out, to be eaten alive by fucking crabs on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Do you understand what the fuck I'm telling you? This is like,
it's not the dream.
It's like, oh, how did he die? Oh, then he went down. He was in coach. How did he die? On his way to Greece in a private jet. It's just got a different ring to it. How'd she die? She crashed on a fucking island and meat-eating crabs got her.
Big ones.
What the fuck? Big
crabs. Like, they're huge.
Who did that happen to?
Apparently there's so many of them that like when they come out, you can't actually see the ground. They just all come out of like, it's like a horror movie.
Like
that it's like was that scene in The Mummy, right? Like the scarabs or whatever. That just...
Yeah, scarab beetles come out.
Like that whole like place just needs like the
a bomb,
you know, the cockroach bombs and just kill all them motherfuckers. There can't be any reason we need those on the planet.
All you can eat crab buffet set it up there. Amelia's all you can eat crab buffet.
Stop it. This is a business venture we could do. Yeah. Florida.
Out to the islands.
Florida.
Out to the islands.
Amelia's Crab Shack.
Yeah. Amelia. We could call it Amelia's Last Stand. And have a plane-shaped restaurant that kind of dips into the ocean.
All they can eat crabs.
Yeah. And they just, the crabs crawl up and you smack them and you eat them. Smack them and you eat them. It'll be good times. What do you think? All right, here, what do you think? Since we're talking about crabs, I love that this show. We're 12 minutes in, we're talking about crabs. I don't know
what's happening. See what happens when the women aren't here? Crabs.
Do you think it's cruelty? Do you think it's cruel to cook them alive?
Yes.
You know how you put them in the pot and they go, bing!
Yes.
Cruel but delicious.
Can they? I don't know. See, I don't know enough about crabs. I don't know what their central nervous system is. I don't
they scream.
Know
it can't be good.
Isn't that the air escaping the shell, though?
No, that's them screaming because you're boiling them alive. But apparently, there was like, correct me if I'm wrong, because someone usually does. There was research done recently that apparently, when you cut flowers, they scream.
Well.
So even if you're a hippy dippy trippy, like no animals must die, you're cutting flowers, you're cutting something from its central nervous system.
Look out
like
for the happening.
Tash Peterson. You're still a murderer then, Tash.
Also, read another thing last night that apparently when the body dies, the human brain stays alive for 7 minutes.
No, I don't want to talk about that one. I read that one a while ago. I can't.
After? And it like, yeah, but no, it doesn't, it doesn't feel pain or anything. All it does is replay like the your greatest hits.
No,
like
Steve, come on. We don't need to be.
But what if you don't have 7 minutes worth?
Come on. What am I supposed to play for those 7 minutes? This conversation. No, I'm going to be like, geez.
I wonder, could you imagine?
Here comes the crabs.
What if we're all dead, right? Because think about it. When you dream, it goes on for weeks sometimes. Like, you know, have you ever had a dream that feels like it went on forever?
This is the worst dream.
I've never had a weak one, but I've had like, I've had like a micro sleep, but it felt like I'd been asleep for hours. Because,
yeah,
like,
but
the
that's
whole
what
big scenario saying. Played out.
Time is different in a dream. So, essentially, you know what I mean? That time gap of when you die, when your brain is still firing, could be
that
a
7
lifetime.
Minutes could be your whole life.
Yeah.
And imagine Amelia, like, going through her life, and then she's in the
just
place, like, oh, shit, I got to crash through the crabs.
Last 10 minutes is like, oh, no, plane crash. What's that? Oh, no. Scuttle. Ooh. Can you imagine their little legs on rocks and stuff?
Yeah, no, I would like to think that, well, obviously I can't say that she just died in the crash because she didn't. She was sending
evidence is suggesting that she survived for quite some time after that crash. So
God, and everyone was too useless to save her. So,
well, what about her co-pilot?
I apologize, Amelia.
Apparently, they think that he was injured in the crash. So he survived, but he was injured. So he died first. So maybe she crabs ate him as well.
No, crabs did.
She ate the crab leftovers. All right, we should probably get on to some stuff, hey? Let's look at the ever-shaking bosom of our friend. Emmy-nominated friend.
Hot topics.
Sensitive topic after last week, obviously. Emmy nominations. All right, well, we have to address it. We'll do the serious story first because it literally happened straight after the show last week. Oh, gosh. So, the Australian general public are, I think, still in shock as to what happened at Westfield Bondi last week when a mentally ill man with a knife attacked several people, ended up killing six before he was shot and killed by a lone police officer. Now, this is a really hot button issue at the moment. I've seen lots and lots and lots of different opinions on X, Y, Z. But when it comes down to it, as we always say on this show, and as Jeffrey has passionately pointed out before, this is definitely a mental health issue before it was anything else. The issue that I see now is the way that the media is reporting it. Obviously,
completely sensationalistic. They've identified the wrong suspect first, potentially ruined someone else's life. Then they've been camping out in front of this guy's parents' house because, we need to see what his dad's doing in his backyard.
Those parents are dealing with, with the shock of what happened, and they're not obviously the kind of people that are savvy enough to know what the media are doing.
Exactly.
Because they're just small town religious people that don't really, don't interact.
Are they saying all the wrong shit?
They're just saying a lot. When someone would advise you to just apologize and say that, but they just keep talking, and because they're not
written statement and
they're not savvy to the media, they just keep talking and keep talking.
It's sad. Why?
No, because I don't think you honestly wouldn't get near them at the moment because they've probably got Channel 7, Channel 10, they've probably got the mainstream media up their asses.
Well, they're literally at their house.
They wouldn't have any
help. Get out of their house.
That's the sad thing about it. They wouldn't have any help. Like, regardless of what you think, and of course, their son's mental illness is not their fault. As the father had said, he basically gave up his career and life to look after his son and make sure he was never alone and, always someone was with him to look after him. But when that young man becomes an adult and he is not, for want of a better term, institutionalized or part of a system, it's easy to slip through the cracks and you can leave the state. And then no one has any idea of where you are, what kind of treatment you're getting, and if you're dangerous. That's a big problem.
There are a lot of issues with how our current medical model, deals with mental health. It's kind of, and I'll choose my words pretty carefully because I think the system's doing the best that it knows how to, but I think we need so much more resource put into it to be able to flag this kind of stuff. Now, this guy was known to police, which means that there's been some questionable things already happened, things that have made them know who he is and he's on their radar. We probably need to have a system in place that doesn't just leave people out there. And I have seen it firsthand many times when I know that someone's not safe, and sometimes they're just not safe for themselves and they're quite vulnerable. And they're the ones who'll probably get hurt because they're saying inappropriate stuff and whatever else. But there's not a lot that our current system can do for them either.
Luke, do you think that that's
I'm
why...
I'm not saying bringing moment... back institutions, but I just yeah. think...
But do you think that need... that's why at the moment one of the biggest jobs, one of the jobs that you see advertised most of, like most often, and it's always the first thing, and it pays really well, is caring, like an assistant, like carer. There's so many people that I know because that work.
You know why?
In the industry,
because there's
now.
A high burnout rate, and especially look, mental health nurses always. If you want a job as a nurse and you're having any difficulty, you can go and work in an inpatient unit straight away because the staff burn out very quickly. They burn out faster than emergency staff, and it's because of a different kind of pressure that's there. There's a lot of psychological pressure for you to be in an environment where you're constantly being challenged, you're constantly being, you know, dealing with other people's stuff. And if you're someone who's got a lot of empathy, it's a lot of shit to take on.
Yeah, it is. What I just find it very, Jeffrey? I find it very, sorry, before you jump in, I find it very interesting that one of the first comments that I read about this thing was from an American. And they went, oh, how do you feel about your gun laws now? I'm like, I feel fantastic about our gun laws now, because if this guy had a gun, could you imagine? Like, to be able to have a knife is, you know, horrible and, you know, shows a lot of intent, but a gun would just have made, I reckon there'd be at least triple the body count, and it would be a horrible, horrible, horrible loss of life. More so than, you know, a magnitude nothing.
And I know we're speaking a lot about the perpetrator, but like there's 4 women and 1 man that have lost their lives in this as well. There's been a baby that's now got no mother that was stabbed as well. The baby was stabbed. There's just, I don't know, I kind of feel like there's some stuff in our society right now that's not okay. And I don't know whether it's because we lack a sense of community in the Western world. I don't have the answers. If I had the answers, then I'd be running the country. But I just feel like the more that we are segregating ourselves and this big push for individualism, it's sort of perpetuating this divide between us all when we're all really more similar than we are different. And we're all in it together. And I kind of think we've lost that over the last 20-30 years. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Look, I get that, but what really kind of irks me is the coverage. Like, it's disaster porn. People are like, look at how tragic this is. We're not gonna let you stop looking
twin
at this.
Twin Towers. Like the Twin Towers
was a historic world event.
This is a big event for a country like ours, because we don't have this thing happen a lot. If this happened in the States, we probably wouldn't even know about it.
But we don't even hear
about the shootings anymore, really. I mean, they're such a regular occurrence.
And that's not to shit on the States at all. I just think we're all moving to, like, I just think America's ahead of us whatever the direction that we're heading.
But as you said, Luke, we're all so worried about ourselves and rah, 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 and what does that mean for the future? The biggest issue, one of the many, many issues that this brings up is, what do we do for children about it? Maybe don't have it plastered on primetime news in a cycle all day long, so that your child who's on school holidays will be exposed to it. There's a time for adult news.
Until we take violence out of shows that were made for entertainment value.
No, but there's a difference between that and that. Now these kids, obviously the kids that were there are going to have massive issues because they've had to not only go through that, but also walk through the crime scene where there were dead and dying people, blood, etc., etc. Like, there's the video of that father who, I don't know, has a very quick mind and managed to buy his kids eye masks and walk them out of this out of the complex wearing eye masks so they wouldn't have to see anything. Like, that's amazingly quick parenting and solving an issue, you know, straight away. But for every one of those parents, there's like, this guy was chasing people with their children, like, with a knife.
Fucking nuts.
And they're showing that on television when they know that children are home. And they're like, their parents who have to care for them.
Is there a warning on it?
No, this is the thing. Like, even when it was happening, they were not blurring that the day it happened, they were not blurring out faces, they were not blurring out any kind of that thing. 2 or 3 days later, you get, well, we've got blurred out knives. The damage is already done at that point. Like, it takes a child to see something once and go, well, we shop in a Westfield. What is that? That happens in every Westfield. So now every time I go to a Westfield, I'm going to be worried that someone's going to come and stab me. Like,
but maybe we should be.
But they don't, I don't know. It should be up to the parent when and how that information is disseminated. Because you're both working parents. Imagine someone that one of your family friends had to take your kids to a shopping center, and your kids like, I'm not with my dad. What do I do? Like, do you need to put kids in that kind of trauma just because it's the news? Again, I'm not a parent. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I don't disagree with you. I think it's important that children are aware there is danger around, but there's not always danger. It's just to be aware of the signs of it.
But this is the thing.
But you know, you don't want to have like going to the store as a traumatic event. But you know what? We went to one of the stores in America where something terrible happened, and I knew it happened. Like, obviously my daughter didn't, but I couldn't help but think like, wow, like something terrible happened here. And that was in my mind, and it could happen again. I'm not completely safe, so I will be taking an extra glance over my shoulder. I will be watching.
But isn't that, that's an adult responsibility. That's an adult responsibility.
Yes, true.
Not a child's.
I mean, I guess it's different over here when you have kids, little kids going to school with metal detectors, you know,
and they're doing like
clear backpacks
drills, so aren't they Jeff? See. Where they've got to learn how to escape a shooter.
So I mean, they're already traumatized from a very young age here. So it's wild to me that this is, and I think about it, our age, when we were children, we took off. And left on our
bus. Hours.
Yep.
Gone. Our parents had no idea where we were.
Till the sun went down.
After dark for dinner. Yep.
I mean,
that was just how it was. I used to put my sister in a stroller and take her with us. We had a baby with us in our group of friends.
And how old
were you? And we'd be running around in the park. I would have been about 11. Yeah. She would have been about 3. And we'd have her in a stroller, take her up, because we lived right next to the zoo, which is like a free zoo. We'd hang out there all afternoon, head home once the sun started to set, and that was just normal. All the kids in the neighborhood would play together. It was a different time, I know, as I get old and feeble and reminisce, but I think some of that is definitely lost now because maybe we are a little bit more vigilant, like too vigilant in some ways, and we worry more now.
10 years old, on our bikes, riding all through town to each other's houses. I couldn't imagine these kids walking around the corner by themselves.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, look, it's very, very different times, but of course it goes without saying that all of our thoughts and you know, I'm going to say prayers, but I don't pray. go to the people that are affected by this, because it is something that is that will stick with people for a long time, and not just the victims of the crime. There are people that, you know, work in that shopping center every day that are going to deal with. Like, even me, where I work, I have noticed an increased security presence. We got a memo around saying that there will be an increased security presence for the next few weeks because of X, Y, and Z. So,
and can we stop stigmatizing getting help?
Yeah.
When you need
exactly.
It. Like, mental health care should not fucking be an issue. People should not be stigmatized for getting diagnosed, for getting help. This is insane that there's so many people not getting the help they need, and this is the result.
All right. Should we jump to another mental health story that's maybe a little bit more our speed?
I can't wait.
I don't know if you have you've probably definitely said, there's no, sadly, there's no Amelia Earhart. There's no crabs. I wish there was. I think we might start an Amelia Earhart podcast. Going down with Amelia or something. Getting down with Amelia. I don't know. We've got to have something crack snappy. Like, you know, we've got to have something snappy, like, you know, a bone cracking when someone... anyway, please tell me that you guys have seen this story in the news.
No. You don't have to explain it.
This woman is Erica De Souza Vieira Nunes, and she wheeled a corpse into a bank trying to get a bank loan.
Sorry, I did. I am aware they've just blurred him out because he was the focus point of what I'd seen.
What?
So this happened in
Weekend
Rio
at Bernie's, Jeff.
Bank loan at Bernie's. Yep, this is a bank loan at Bernie's. So this is Rio de Janeiro on Tuesday. The original video was recorded by the bank staff because this woman was trying to get him to co-sign on a loan for him. She was using his own hands to hold his head up and maneuver his head, like her hands to hold his head up and maneuver his hands. Nunes addressed the dead man as her uncle and urged him to sign financial documents necessary for her to secure a $3,400 loan. She was noted as saying, "Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. I can't sign for you. Sign so you don't have to give me any more headaches. I can't take it anymore." The staff replies, "I don't think this is legal. He doesn't look well. He's very pale."
He doesn't look well. He's dead, mate.
This man, if you go look, the video is out there. This man is very obviously dead.
Why did they even let it go on long enough?
Well, do you expect someone to be wheeling around a corpse?
I've seen Weekend at Bernie's, so yes. But she could have thrown a Hawaiian shirt on him or something.
He was put some glasses on him at least. Like, he was
pupils.
How dense was this bitch that why wouldn't you just go and do one of the fucking loans online and use the motherfucker's information?
She probably couldn't. That's the thing. Like, she's probably exhausted all of those avenues. And
no,
so she has to go.
No, I bet you anything this bitch wasn't as smart. Guarantee it. Luke, try to book this bitch.
She's being booked.
We'll get her from jail. Where's she at? What country? Where's she?
Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, okay.
We ain't gonna see her.
We'll do it. I'll pick a long distance. Let's see if we can get her from the jail.
So she faces possible charges, including theft through fraud, embezzlement, and abuse of a corpse.
Yeah.
Can you really embezzle from the dead?
I think it's more embezzlement. I think it's more embezzlement from the financial institution by pretending that this man was alive.
I think she should. I think Jeffrey would agree she should be charged with just stupidity as well.
Yeah, like, I really, honestly, I think there should be a stupidity clause. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Couldn't she have even had like someone else who looks like him go in with her? Like, who knows? Like, there's so many other options.
Like
wheeling in the fresh corpse. Like, oh, hi everyone.
But this is not an unheard of thing. Two women in Florida, I believe, tried this a couple of weeks ago with a man. Like, so you know how it happens in Florida when all the old singles get together and they live together and they give each other the clap until they're 75 and all that kind of stuff.
A bit like Golden Girls.
This old guy died and the two women that he was living with did the same thing, tried to get his money. I don't think they wheeled him in. I think they just tried to get his money. It's not an unheard of thing, but I don't think that it was like a wielding kind of thing.
Yeah. But well, look, props to her for taking a chance. You know, you never know if you don't try, right?
It's definitely interesting.
Well, it's like, what's her face from Desperate Housewives? She kept her husband in the freezer so she could get the Social Security checks. You gotta do what you gotta do.
This chick should have done. She could have played this out a lot longer. She didn't see the long game in this. She didn't be like, oh, I can quickly get a loading.
You just gotta get a bigger freezer.
Well, those chest freezers, because you can fold the body. It'll be all right.
Hey, maybe that's what the loan was for.
Get in. Just get in before the
ring. I know. And then, like, you're gonna go through all that, bring the dead body into the bank. And then, how did she keep it fresh from stinking?
They assume that he only died within the last 24 hours because he was.
And then she only went for like 3,000 and some
shit. I know.
But how stupid would you be, too? Like, honestly, you are right, Jeff. She's an idiot. Like, who finds someone dead? Like, obviously, she'd woken up that morning and he's died in bed or whatever. I'd be like, oh, off to the bank.
Right, like, I guarantee you, she did not try to get a loan online because she could have just stole his information.
She wouldn't have had time. She was thinking, "Oh, I'm going to get him in there real quick."
Right, she could have got away with that.
I got this body here.
She could have done it and then been like, "Oh, he died." You know what I mean? Then I found him in bed. Like that could have. She could have pulled that shit off.
You never know.
Well, Jeff, I'll be sure to call you whenever I come across a dead body next. You can advise me the right.
You better hope they have good credit.
Well, not maybe sure. Uncle didn't, and that's why she could only go for a little stink.
Yeah, she didn't get that $3,400 because he owed back taxes on videos or something. He wasn't being kind of rewinding because the majority of the rest of this, the news of this week. You have returned his
copy of Weekend at Bernie's.
The majority of the rest of this week's news has a very 90s flavor to it. I know that we are very much children of the 80s and 90s, so we know how we feel about this kind of thing. Where to start? You know that you guys see Tiger Woods taking out members of the onlooking crowd.
No, what happened?
Tiger.
What's Tiger doing?
He literally took somebody out with one of them. He was trying to eat the Tiger's on this little "I'm having a comeback" moment. Chipped it away.
Tiger's someone with non-mental health issues too, right? Like, we can't really make.
Yeah, but it wasn't on purpose.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't an intentional attack. This is an
accident. No, this was an accident, chip of the ball into somebody's skull. But the funny thing is, this is the second time it's happened to somebody when it was Tiger Woods. It also happened in 2014 as well. So Tiger is not every 10 years, Tiger just needs to not play golf, I think.
Hey, wait, he's like the best golf player in the world. How can you accidentally hit a ball into someone's head? I think not it's anymore. Not. It all went down to
Tiger after his wife went fucking crazy on the car with the golf club when she found out he was.
That was the fucking greatest day of all time,
right?
Oh my god,
that was Melrose Place.
I fucking am in love with her in all fucking ways. She's right? My goddamn hero.
That's amazing. Thank you for that segue, because more big news this week. They're back. ladies and gentlemen,
Tiger Woods.
Or a reboot I didn't see coming. I we'd always, I think when you love a show,
what's it gonna be? They're fucking all like in their 60s. It's gonna be like Golden Girls in Melrose Place. How the fuck are they gonna do this?
Do you want it? I've got the info for you.
Yeah, I'm not excited about this. Go ahead.
You're not excited?
Okay. Well, I mean, but I'm not.
Melrose Place is coming for a relaunch with three of its original stars, Laura Leighton, Daphne Zuniga, and, of course, Heather Locklear. Now, this is the official synopsis of the show. When one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased. But the pressure cooker of a reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, reignites old resentments, and reveals new secrets, throwing our characters into chaotic drama that's reminiscent of the past with a much more modern perspective. Who's going to die, Jeff?
Are we fucking just redoing the goddamn CW reboot? We're coming back.
Well, they're ignoring. No, they're ignoring it. They're
right,
ignoring
but I'm the saying CW we're just going to redo that plot line.
But who do you think's going to die?
Did you see who's not the executive producer?
Yeah.
Laura and Daphne are. Guess who's not? Yeah.
You think they're going to kill Heather?
Well, who was supposed to die originally in the CW reboot? Heather was supposed to be. The Heather was supposed to be floating in the pool.
That was
supposed to be her role, and she said, "Fuck off." So they got Laura.
Do you reckon Heather's going to be the dead body in this?
I think it's going to be Michael Mancini.
I think that would be good. I think Thomas is
because he was the only other character that stayed around the entire show.
And then
let's be honest, let's be real, because Heather wasn't original cast. Heather came in season 2.
Do you think when they find the dead body, they're going to take them to the bank?
No, because that property alone is bank.
But what are they going to do? They're going to have all these 60-year-olds. I mean, I understand property's expensive in L.A., but they're all living in the apartments?
I reckon there's going to be some weird ass, like, will stipulation or something that they have to live in the property for so long and blah blah blah. I think
is the apartments were a character on that show, so yeah. You can have them redone, but you cannot do what they did because that didn't look anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and they've got to be authentic to the show that people remember.
Yeah,
the thing that I'm really sad about, and I think I will struggle with, is that there's no way we could have Kimberly back. I think it would have been cool.
Oh, if they could do it.
Well, she died, like, twice.
They were gonna.
She died of an aneurysm on screen the second time. But wouldn't it be cool if, like,
they could do it.
Secretly Kimberly had diaries about everyone, and, like, that's the information that someone's holding
on to? We watched Laura get run over by a fucking car in her wedding dress.
I know.
They're bringing her back.
Pussy me.
Twice. So they can bring Kimberly back.
I know. I think there has to be some way we have to get Marsha Cross in there some way, because that show, oh, chef's kiss. When Marsha was losing her fucking mind, that place blew up. Stop it.
Oh, I think that would be the smartest thing they could do is bring back, like, when that show was hot, as many of those cast members and really kind of just go balls to the fucking wall soap opera.
Well, do you know who's free and not contracted to a TV show at the moment?
All of them.
Lisa Rinna. Could we see Lisa Rinna back on Melrose?
Is she going to go get naked on the side of the road again and honk for Lisa Rinna on Melrose?
That's great. That's great. We love Rinna, though.
She was
great on that show.
She was great. She was
all right. All right. More 90s news. Technically 80s and 90s news. Did you guys even know that there was a reboot of The Naked Gun happening?
No.
No.
Starring Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson.
So
Liam Neeson's obviously going to play the part
Leslie Nielsen's character. and
Priscilla Presley's part is going to be it's going to be played by a good old Pamela. Discuss. I'll be back in just a second.
I'm down for it. I'm down for it. Like I think that Pamela is a lot of fun, and I think that it could be done. Like I can see her doing those same mannerisms. Like I thought Priscilla Presley was amazing as Frank's wife. Like I loved her in those films. That's why I was like, why doesn't Priscilla act more? She's funny. Like her and Leslie had great chemistry. I thought it was a good time. I even like O.J. Simpson in those movies. So yeah.
The one thing I do demand is that we get a Priscilla Presley cameo and she's a taxidermy, like she has owns a taxidermy stuff, like shop. Nice beaver. No?
I think for sure she should do something. I mean,
she's got to be, she's the last surviving cast member at the moment.
Is she really the last one?
Well, OJ's just
What's his face is still around.
Lead characters, I'm talking.
I thought he, no, what's his name? It was
who?
What was Frank's wife's name in the show? Who did Priscilla play? I can't think of her name. It's eating at me.
It's been too long since I've seen those movies. I couldn't tell you. I don't think I even watched all of 33 the Third. I think I slept.
Oh, you need to. It's got I've your only favorite really girl seen Pirates, and a Nicole. It's got Anna Nicole in it. How could you not?
It's which convicted murderer are we going to have as the cast in this one? Who knows? Who knows?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Brandy.
That's vehicular manslaughter. Leave her alone. She can't help it.
Rebecca Gayheart.
Stop it. We love Anne her. Hage? What? No, she's
dead. No, Anne ain't acted in this one. She's joined Anne's, the rest of the cast.
And, the old one. So things fell apart just like for this other 90s individual. Remember John Wayne Bobbitt, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes. Did you also say that things fell apart for Ed?
Yes. Things have really fallen apart for John Wayne Bobbitt as he has come forward to reveal that he has had his 10 toes amputated. Over the 30 years since
bits are dropping off everywhere for Johnny.
Yes. Now this is he is part of the
People listening who have no idea who John Bobbitt is.
In the 90s, John Wayne Bobbitt became famous when his wife Lorena found out he was cheating on her and she cut off his penis with a kitchen knife and drove away and threw it in a bush. Now they managed to reattach his member. He had a porn career for a while. I believe the movie was called Frankencock or Frankenpenis or something like that, wasn't it?
Frankenpenis, yes. Yeah. I've not seen it. I don't need to see more surgical stuff.
He was an alright looking guy back in the day, but now he is part of the part of the Camp Lejeune court case, saying he obviously lived on a Air Force base where the water supply was severely contaminated. He was diagnosed with toxic peripheral neuropathy. So he's losing bits of himself left, right, and center. Like he's the worst Mr. Potato Head. You know when you've had Mr. Potato Head too long and things just fall out of the holes?
Yeah, like, they don't stay in anymore.
So he's having that problem with his digits now. They're going. He now lives in Florida.
That's nice for him. Come and join us at our Amelia's Air House.
His condition has caused nerve damage and osteomyelitis, a bone infection that leads to ulcers and requires skin grafts.
At least the crabs wouldn't have to work hard to break him up with their little pinches.
No, they would not. But it's like tender meat slipping off the bone. But do you want the best?
It's like a slow cook.
Is his penis falling apart again?
No, but do you want the best reveal from this article? He spoke to the Sun and believes that the mental and physical scars from living at Camp Lejeune and the contamination led to the downfall of his wife and relationship with his wife, Lorena. I wasn't behaving the way I should have, he told the outlet, adding, maybe I would have made better decisions if my cognitive functioning weren't distorted by chemicals. He's trying to blame his wandering pecker on the government. He's the worst kind of man. It's never his fault. He's a little
bit
fault.
Of a narcissist.
It's never his fault. Let's
gaslight some more. Woo!
My cock may have got cut off. My fingers are falling off. My flesh is falling off the bone like a well-cooked chicken. But it's not my fault. Nothing I do is my fault.
Send in the crabs.
Send in the crabs, definitely. Do you know who else the crabs can go for? Controversial. Will Smith. Because he's on... Will Smith is on a comeback trail.
Motherfuckers.
Hey, remember the 90s when I was a non-threatening children's rapper? I'm going to randomly appear at Coachella to perform Men in Black.
What the he should have done Boom Shake the Room.
Yeah, do at least, like, I get that he's pandering to millennials and going, hey, remember when everyone loved me before I fucking went off the rails in front of everybody? Like come on, dude. Like, that reeks of PR. Well, who knows what goes on behind the scenes of fucking the world. I think the Smiths are gathering together quite tightly because Jaguar Wright has her own podcast now. We talked about her a while back, and she was talking all about Diddy and Jay-Z and all that stuff and all this stuff that's now actually proven to be true. She has a lot to say about the Smiths. It's a bad time to be a 90s musician at the moment for some of them. It's just like, that is awkward.
Leave Britney alone.
Well, she's fine, Bubs. She's spinning. She's got a cooter out in the Pacific waters. She's living. She's just living her life. And
watch
I think
out for crabs, Britney.
Britney's like, hell. And crabs, she wouldn't even worry about them. She's like, Britney's like just spinning around on tropical islands. Christina's on Ozempic, looking thinner than she ever was as a teenager. She's living her life. It's just like, it just seems to me like, there was like this whole Diddy related circle of people that are now like going, count the days waiting for the feds to come roll up on them and be like,
oh my God, and Kesha is not fucking with P. Diddy no more.
I loved it. Did you see it?
Fuck P. Diddy.
Yeah, look up in the morning saying it. Fuck P. Diddy. I love Kesha.
And then Bieber
he looks like he's dying.
He was kissing
He was kissing on Will Smith's son. They were grinding with each other. But he looks like he died a little bit. Like, he doesn't look well.
Well, he's got a bunch of medical stuff problems.
It looks like he's Bethany Daniels.
He had that thing where his half his face was numb.
Yeah, stroke.
I can't remember what it's called.
Bell's palsy.
It wasn't. It was Bell's palsy related, but it was something to do with the feet. Like, he had a blood poisoning. Rah, 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 titty boo, titty boo. I don't know. I think Will just has to sleep in the bed that he made now. You wanted to make it like this big statement by slapping Chris Rock. You go to go, hey, remember this? Remember this? Remember this? It's like, well, no one cares, bro.
Going to Miami. Get jiggy with
it. How long do you think it's gonna be until he tries to reboot Fresh Prince of Bel Air again?
It's like, already rebooted.
He'll be like, that's too dark, man. That's not what the original show was about. And then they'll try and do it again. The original Art Viv will come out again and go, fuck you, motherfucker.
No, I don't.
Think he's coming back because I think the public certainly didn't favor him in that altercation with Chris Rock.
I don't think he deserves to come. Like, I think that, you know, you make that decision in the heat of the moment, granted, yes. But like Vera always says on this show, your actions have repercussions. If you can't think about what slapping another person on international television is going to do to your career as, you know, like a, multi-generational safe figure that earns millions of dollars from that reputation, then tough titties, I say. Suck a fat one.
I think everybody deserves a second chance.
Okay. Did you just surprise yourself?
No, I didn't know if it was the kid or the damn rat guinea.
Oh, it's still alive?
So, Jeff, you're here for Will Smith redemption.
Jeff wants Will Smith to shut up on the Melrose Place reboot.
No.
No. All right, before we finish, I have a view from here for you. I know what Jeff says. Is going to be. Okay, being people of a certain age, we've lived through a bit of life, and you remember what it's like to, you know, fall in love with someone for the first time, and everything's all amazing and rah rah rah. But there is a down to that kind of thing.
Oh, my battery's dying. Oh dear.
22-year-old has taken to Reddit, claiming that his amazing girlfriend and he are super compatible in a lot of ways, except she has already coerced him into a plant-based diet, which she says, my girlfriend was proud of you, going cruelty-free and everything seemed well. We became the vegan couple on our college campus. So this, they've been going strong, you know, not eating meat and getting bone density problems forever. The
crabs already. Yeah.
No, something came between them. The Redditor's cat, whose name is Mittens. After a lot of talking and planning, my girlfriend sat me down and dropped a bombshell on me. She said that with this next phase of our relationship, she did not see a future with me unless I was willing to give away Mittens, my cat. She said that she believed owning a cat is unconscionable for vegans because they hunt mice and eat meat, and that because the very act of owning a pet is a violation of vegan principles.
Oh.
Okay, Jeff, you go.
He's going to take a sit. Go.
That bitch would have been out the fucking door with her shit in the yard.
Right?
So fast. Like, the audacity. Like, pompous asshole. Oh.
I understand.
I think her values are, like, owning a pet is almost like keeping an animal in prison or something. But these are domesticated animals. We sort of need each other. Like, they need us, so to survive now. They're not. Otherwise, what are we going to have? Feral animals, feral cats, feral dogs running around. And that wouldn't be something that we could exist in society with anyway, because it gets out of hand. So I think she means well, but she's just another moron.
But does she mean well? Because she's one of these fucking idiots. Like, my plant-based diet is saving the world, when it really isn't, because your plant-based options are increasing, like, carbon output. They're like destroying farming crops because I have to plant a certain amount of things in a certain amount of areas, wiping out other naturally occurring things. Like, you don't, like, your lifestyle, just because you believe it's right, isn't necessarily saving the world. Like, there's a very famous clip about an Australian farmer who confronts someone on about their vegan leather, exactly how much CO2 and stuff like that, how much damage it does to create these vegan alternatives to things.
Well, half of it's made up with chemicals and all kinds of bullshit.
Right, and you don't know what those chemicals are going to do to you in the long run. Like,
Miss Madison Devine is the number one culprit. This bitch will send me fucking pictures on
TikTok. She's watching.
Hi, bitch. Not TikTok. What's the other one there? The yellow one. The Snapchats. This asshole sends me pictures of her faux fucking bacon. That looks
that looks like
dog bacon. It looks like what dogs don't know it's not bacon. Bacon strips. That's what it looks like.
No, Madison, I agree. I've seen that on your social media. I'm like,
bitch, you're gonna die. Just
I haven't seen it, Madison, but I will
eat lettuce. Eat lettuce.
Have you not? These people need to just calm their farm because there's a fucking story in the news this week about one of these fucking hippie trippy bullshit people who's been arrested for the murder of their child because they believe that their newborn baby could survive on a diet of sunlight. So the kid starved to death.
Like, I always stand by my old saying. I heard it when I was very young and I was like, that makes so much sense. You can't put brains in monuments.
Very true.
We'll talk about your food that way.
Some people just aren't very bright. And
we had this conversation last week about the vegan on the plane with the smell of food. Like, that's your belief, okay? It is not a genetic condition. It's not, you know, it's not a medical condition. You're choosing to live a plant-based diet. Fair enough. Cool. I don't get how you get to come in and regulate somebody's life because, I don't know, her puss must be fire or something. That vegan pussy must be fire because poor Mittens, like, is getting fucking ousted. I think that's what the whole Reddit was because it's okay, like, so what do I do? Here you go. He said, I think it goes without saying I am not getting rid of my cat. However, it pains me to think of an otherwise wonderful relationship could be ending because of difference in ideology. But that's when your girlfriend needs to just fucking chill out.
Needs to actually work out who he is and stop trying to mimic whatever his partner's all about. Grow some balls, mate. Look after Mittens because Mittens didn't choose to be your pet. You chose her. So fuck the girlfriend off because she's an idiot. And then maybe go and look in the mirror and go, who am I? And find out who that is first before you cling on to someone else and start mimicking their life. You moron.
Yeah, you've already given up fucking meat. Like, what? I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. I really don't care what happens. I don't care what happens. Like, obviously, we're all going to die. I would rather have meat. I would rather fucking have meat than go, oh, isn't this soy just delicious? It's not. It's never been delicious. No matter what you throw in it. Oh, isn't this tofu burger almost like a burger? No, it's not. Because you can't have meat-free chicken. You can't have meat-free beef. So call it something else. Because it ain't those things. Is it?
Tell John Wayne Bobbitt.
That's like me going, oh, look at this cock-free pussy. Oh, amazing. Like, that's not
exactly.
What...
Exactly. Like when the crabs were ripping apart Amelia Earhart's tender... juicy flesh, they weren't going, oh, I wish this was tofu.
Maybe they did. You don't know. You weren't there.
That's the worst thing, though. Remember, like, when you've eaten something and then they don't make it anymore? And you just keep thinking about it.
Like the McRib, and I have to wait a whole 12 months for another McRib.
Bitch, they'll never have Amelia again.
Come to my shop.
Deliver of a meal of Amelia.
They'll never have the Amelia meal again. We've got to think of those poor crabs. Because crabs live forever. Like, they've got, like, those crabs could still be going, remember that? Remember when we ate Amelia's thigh? Oh, good times. They're never going to find that again. I think we need to crash into the ocean at this point. But it's been wonderful. Again, thank you for joining us. It's been
we've killed Jeffrey.
Nasty
Jeffrey looks like he's ready for ECT.
Jeff's had his moment. Thank you for joining us, Luke. Thank you for joining us, Jeffrey. We do look. I don't like to talk about interviews before they're in the can, but we do have a delicious interview that's going to happen.
Oh yes, The crabs would have enjoyed those little
ones. Oh, I can't wait. But with the side of mint
jelly.
It's not even in the can yet. We can't talk about it. But stay tuned to Uncensored Radio. We've got some great stuff coming up. Thanks for joining us. Stay tender, because you never know when you're going to crash into the ocean and the crabs will need to eat you. Bye.
Oh my God. Luke, are you getting that train ran on you again?
Coming up after the show, Luke has a train ran on.
Oh, yeah, and if you're still watching, make sure you go to YouTube, because we're really close to 600. We've got, like, 594 or something people. So let's go watch it, all right? Like, just do it.
Yeah, subscribe to us, please. We don't have any subscribers on YouTube. YouTube's just been neglected and sad, like Amelia was on the beach.
We're only at 600. That's all right.